Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination busting guide. Ever feel like you're constantly battling with time? Like there are just never enough hours in the day to get everything done? You know that feeling when you have a looming deadline and instead of tackling it head on, you find yourself binge-watching an entire season of a show you haven't even heard of before? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? This isn't just about willpower or discipline. There's actually some serious science behind why we procrastinate, and understanding it can be the key to finally breaking free from that procrastination cycle. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of our brains and uncovering the reasons why we put things off, even when we know we really shouldn't. First up, let's talk about our awesome reward system. Our brains are wired to seek pleasure and avoid pain, right? So, when faced with a boring or challenging task, our brain often chooses the immediate gratification of something fun and engaging over the delayed reward of completing that dreaded project. Think scrolling through social media instead of writing that report. Next, we have this thing called emotional regulation. Sometimes, tasks trigger feelings of overwhelm, anxiety, or even fear of failure. It's like our brain's way of saying, nope, not dealing with that right now. So, instead of facing the emotional challenge head-on, we procrastinate, avoiding those uncomfortable feelings. Then there's the perfectionism trap. Ever find yourself starting a project but then getting stuck in a loop of wanting it to be absolutely perfect? That's procrastination disguised as high standards. We can get so caught up in the pursuit of flawlessness that we end up doing nothing at all. But here's the good news. There are ways to combat these ingrained tendencies. First, break down those big, scary tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. It makes them feel less daunting and gives you a sense of accomplishment as you check off each step. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game, one achievement at a time. Second, try incorporating some fun into the mix. If you're working on something tedious, listen to your favorite music, take breaks for a quick walk, or reward yourself with a small treat when you reach milestones. Make the process enjoyable, and it won't feel like such a chore. Third, practice self-compassion. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up and procrastinate sometimes. We all do it. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, progress over perfection is always the goal. Think about that time you were supposed to clean your room but ended up watching an entire marathon of your favorite show instead? You know the feeling. That familiar tug of war between responsibility and instant gratification. Now imagine this. Instead of hitting the snooze button on your to-do list, you decide to tackle that mountain of laundry with some upbeat music blasting in the background. Suddenly, cleaning doesn't feel like a chore, it feels like a fun challenge. You break down the massive task into smaller chunks, folding shirts, sorting socks, conquering the bed linens, and as you check each item off your mental list, a sense of accomplishment starts to build. Before you know it, you've transformed that messy room into a haven of peace and order. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. Start by implementing just one or two strategies from today's episode and see how it impacts your productivity. Over time, you'll develop new habits and break free from the procrastination trap for good. So there you have it, the science behind procrastination and actionable steps to overcome it. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Share this episode with a friend who struggles with procrastination, leave a review if you found it helpful, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, keep crushing your goals and remember, procrastination is just a temporary detour, not a dead end. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.